be Chase Sexton. I'll probably be interviewing everybody.
Yeah, look, Lars Lindstrom, you're the king of the interviews this year. I don't know how many you've done, but like every week. So let's just keep it rolling. Okay, Chase Sexton. Yeah, nice work. He needed it. He was really on it all day long. I didn't think he was going to get Kenny in that first one. I really didn't. And then he hit the afterburners, and it was impressive.
Yeah, big time. I wasn't sure either. I mean, Kenny, of course, you know, at any time, Kenny can just go, right? And so I was, I mean, I was impressed with him. I wasn't surprised, but I was impressed with him. And but then when Chase got into, you know, he's doing 15s, and then he did like a 14.7, which was like way faster than they'd ever done, than they had been doing.
Yep.
I was freaking surprised. Dude. I mean, he was going for it.
I almost wonder if someone said, "Hey, if Zim said, hey, Jet's coming." You know what I mean? I don't know. I wonder if they got word because Jet was lowering his times too. And then Chase got on fire. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. And they had that rhythm in the back where they were going over the table and then three, four. And that was making, they were gaining a lot of time doing that. But yeah, super cool for Chase to, you know, to get a win and 1-1. Really stoked for Jet to redeem himself in the second moto. I know the first one, he was pretty frustrated.
Is that a bike setup thing?
I have to ask them what if they changed much at all.
Because he looked like two different guys, right? Yeah. And we saw him fall in practice, and we saw him fall in the first one. So I was almost thinking it was a bike thing, and then they found something for the second one.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't even know, dude. I mean,
aren't you their manager?
I am, but when there's 250s and 450s, and I'm trying, I'll read the race report and look at that, talk to them later, I guess. But as far as changes, I can't imagine it was like, you know, massive changes.
Right.
To me, it looked like Jet just, you know, was up front, felt comfortable, and then, you know, Anderson or Kenny passed him back, and he's, whoa, you know, and I think it kind of screwed him up a little bit and as far as, you know, comfort-wise.
And,
and I just don't think he got in a decent flow. But he did about halfway through, and then he started taking, you know, his lap times were dropping. So I think it was – the track was tough. I mean, I know he wasn't a big fan of it because it was it was pretty slippery.
Yeah.
And I think they could have done with more like bull berms or something to get some kind of passing going for the – you know, because it just – it's hard to pass them when guys are similar in speed, and which I'm pumped. Obviously, our guys in the 450 class second moto made a lot of passes. But you know, other than that,
common thing I heard from people is like, where do you make up time on there, right? Like it was not easy. So I wonder why there was no bull berms or anything like that. Like it was weird, right?
Yeah, I think they needed to do something like that. Those switchbacks, and they did do some changes to try to make them work, but like that off camera and all that.
Yeah.
It was pretty one line. And even though they did end up making some passes there, I mean, for the most part, it was a little bit follow the leader, especially when you got guys that are at a high level or, you know, about the same speed anyways. I think that other than that, though, I think it was all right.
Hunter Day, just not good really at all, right? Hunter's Day, just not gelling?
Yeah, I mean, we really needed to get good starts, and we didn't. He was, like, dead last in both, and he fell, and, you know. So, I don't know, maybe a little lack of motivation for, you know, it's been a long year, dude.
I was talking about that in the press box. You got to get up for the mountain of Supercross. He did it. Mountain of Motocross, you did it. And, like, you got, where's the motivation, right? It's a little tough.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the motivation is supposed to be the big money, which it is. It's great. Yeah. But at the same time, it's just it's a lot, you know. 31 races is a lot. So and everybody knows it, right? So, so, yeah, trying to do that. And then, probably a little bit of a hangover from motocross, too. That was a tough championship to win, you know, and he finally did that. And so, yeah, I think, like, what you're saying.
All right, I'm asking a lot of riders what they think of SMX, but it all their answer depends on how they did on the day. So I'm not getting any fucking real information. If they did well, they're good. Like Dean Wilson said, I don't like it because he had a bad day. Right. Let me ask you, the manager, what'd you think of the whole concept, the idea? What can we change? Like myself, no one cares, but I thought it was a little bit long each moto, and I thought the track could use some improvement. But, yeah, overall, it was all right.
Yeah, I thought the 20 minutes was going to feel longer.
Oh, okay.
And for me, they weren't that bad. Then again, my guys were trying to make passes, whatever.
Here comes a bias again.
Right. So maybe, I don't know if they can make races that are like 17 and a half or 18 minutes. It sounds odd, and they probably don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because 15 seems like it might be a little short. But I thought it was okay. I just, you know, if we had a couple less Supercrosses and whatever, and then, you know, maybe we'd be a little more fresh for this. But but at the same time, it's a chance to see Jet on basically a Supercross track. Chance for Chase to kind of get something, you know, redeem himself from outdoors a little bit. And
I interrupt you. I always do that. The one thing is like the Feld guys are like, it's only one more race because Monster Cup and the extra national. But it doesn't feel like that, does it? It doesn't feel like one more race.
Yeah, I know. And they're right, you know.
Yeah,
it basically is. Yeah. But, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like it. I mean, and it's probably, like I said, the grind of a Supercross championship, like not just physically but mentally, man. Yeah. Like it drains you when you're trying to do everything you can to win. And then you accomplish that. Like you said, you get over the mountain of all that. And you got to do three more. And I sound like a real complainer right now, but I don't want to be that. It's still cool for a lot of people. You know, like the money that they brought in to do this is great. And
we're not getting that money. I'm not getting that money. You're not getting that money.
I'm getting that money.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't have a bonus program? I figured they had that for PR guys.
I don't think the media got any money. No.
No.
But like, I don't know. I think just we're so wired that the end of the Nationals means a break. And nope, we're ramping it up. So maybe I sense in the whole pits, like, these guys are excited for it. But I sense in the pits we're not that excited for it.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it'll change. I mean, maybe in the future this will be the series and everything else will be a little bit. So we'll see about that. I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to sound like being a pessimist like, you know, you are.
Yeah.
But
that's a fair point. Cynical, pessimist, sure. Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll see. I mean, Coliseum would be cool to be there and all that and then get that done. I mean, and maybe it's a little bit on us, too, because 2 weeks after that, we're going to go to Nations.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Paris, you know. So it's a little bit on us, too, for, you know, making our plate a little bit too full, probably. But I mean, we've had so much success this year that, you know, it feels like if we don't have success here, is that going to, like, put a bad taste in our mouth for a lot of whole
I'll shit talk your team, absolutely, if this doesn't work out. Yeah,
we know that, yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Hopefully, I think as far as Hunter goes, we just got to get some better starts. And I said in something else, we'll put that on us, you know, a little bit. We got to get the bike a little bit better for him to, you know, we didn't really have the best outdoor starts either, only a couple of decent ones.
Yep.
And so he's going to work on some stuff. We're going to continue to work. And hopefully.
Same greats as outdoors, right? Same greats as outdoors?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not, you know, there's no excuses there. It's just we need to be a little bit better there. And, same with the 450, you know. I mean, Jet, I think, was crushing starts all summer and then struggled a little bit with them today. So probably a little different when you Supercross, you're a little tighter. I think everybody's closer and you're just, you know, and so and shorter starts race, I think. So anyways.
Well,
good job for Chase. I'm really happy for him, right? I mean, the most insane stat all year long is that he never led one lap of the outdoors. That's a stupid stat that I never – would have bet on. So good for Chase to go 1-1 here, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm pumped for him. That's pretty cool.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.